like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Wayne Miller.
This is It's Movie Time.
Yep.
Now, Wayne, you would think in midsummer it'd be a time to chill, kind of relax.
I think so. Let's go to Sweden. Already, 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 already.
Coming out on the 3rd, I believe, called Midsommar.
Yes.
A group of somewhat slackers.
Yeah, four American slackers, and their Swedish schoolmate invites the three boys.
Right.
And the one boy who's involved in a romantic relationship with the heroine, Danny. So they go there, and of course they meet up with one of the strangest groups, cultish.
Yeah, that's all you need to say is that it's a cult, and
yes,
then you know you're into horror film
land.
What I like about Ari Aster, who directed it and wrote it, director of Hereditary, right?
Yes, with Tony Collette.
Is that he has a real gift for the slow burn.
Oh, slow, and as one of our movie-going friends would call it, tedious.
140 minutes.
It seemed like twice as long.
I know.
Especially near the end. It's been a long time since I've been so disappointed with the last quarter or last third of a movie. Early on, I liked the filmmaking techniques that he had with the overhead shots. And
yeah, the cinematography
camera
is beautiful.
Oh my God. Well, especially in some of the more hallucinatory, dreams type sequences.
Yeah.
When the kids get high and things just kind of melt away.
Isn't this an example of daytime horror?
Especially in Sweden, a movie that started so well. A young actress can convey grief.
Yeah, she lost her whole family.
Yes.
To suicide. She does need commiseration. I don't think her boyfriend is prepared to support her in any way.
Something you don't want to bring the kids to unless you want to explain.
I don't think
full
so.
Full frontal nudity to them near the end. A rather graphic.
You're bringing up what really amuses me about the film is the sense of humor. One very ostentatious sex scene where you must have 20 women standing around. Watching it happen.
Oh, probably finding that extended scene as tedious as we would.
But I love when the camera gets in close to him and he's looking around like what the heck is going on here?
God.
And he's still performing. Don't you think there are hints of Get Out here?
I was thinking more of the two versions of a film, the most recent one years back with Nicolas Cage, The Wicker Man.
And then, how about which?
Yes. What is really going on here? They're all wearing these white woven robes.
Scores of girls dancing around the maple.
Yes, with little wreaths
and
on
garlands,
their
and you've got some of the tropes. Insidious hippie world. The mantra of the dead don't die is this is not going to turn out well.
Yes. There were some parts of it. Certain things were telegraphed a mile away. You got to be careful. What you do, like where you go to relieve yourself that you're not urinating on the ashes of the ancestors.
This is, look at it. People who love horror films know this exactly. Don't do that. Don't go off by yourself.
A lot of the scenes are out in the very bright, beautiful outdoors.
Daylight horror. This is a story, too, about loss.
Yes.
You consider her loss.
Yes.
About a relationship that's not working.
Right. Commitment.
Sexuality, of course.
Yes.
Cults have always had this problem. They've gotten so insular.
Yes.
That they had to work it so that they could extend themselves.
The downfall of community, when they were being asked about, do they have any problems with inbreeding? We sometimes invite in outsiders.
Right.
Yes.
Well, they also allow incest for their oracles.
It looked like an elephant man.
Yeah.
It had to be a rather warped friend of mine for me to recommend this
Well,
movie.
All right, Wayne Miller. The film is Midsommar.
What grade would I give it?
Yes, what grade would you give it?
The first third of almost half, first half of the movie, I'm thinking, wow, I might give this one an A- or a B+. But then as the movie, I felt really just not only dragged out, but it was kind of like, okay, when tedium sets in, and I was walking out and thinking, I'm giving this darn thing a D+. Nope, it's an overall grade. I'm giving it a C-.
Despite its weaknesses, and the major one being that it needed to be edited much better, I'm going to award it a B because it's just kind of perverted enough for me to like it.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.